Audio Service, National Radio Club.
Welcome to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for September 2011. This is issue number 318. If you'd like to write to us, the new address for the DX Audio Service is Post Office Box 473-251, Aurora, Colorado, 80047-3251. Email for general inquiries is sales, S-A-L-E-S, at nrcdxas.org. My email address is dxas at nrcdxas.org. Please change your address book to reflect these address changes. A yearly cassette subscription to the DX Audio Service for U.S. Canadian members is $28. Tapes are sent via first-class mail, and you keep your cassette. To subscribe or renew, make your checks payable to the National Radio Club Incorporated and send them to me at the address that I just mentioned, or you can log on to our website at www.nrcdxas.org and sign up using our PayPal credit card system. Or if you're on the internet, you can sign up to EDXN and get your DX Audio Service in MP3 format. A subscription to EDXN is only $15. Just point your browser to www.e-dxn.com and subscribe online with PayPal. But remember, you can subscribe only if you're able to download and navigate a website without any assistance. Well, without the assistance of anyone, here comes Dave Alpert. He's got a whole big stack of AM switch for us. Dave?
Thanks, Fred. Dave Alpert on the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service with AM Switch number 29. Let's start out the August edition with call letter changes. 540 KNAK in Delta, Utah becomes KYAH. 720 WWII in Sherrimanstown, Pennsylvania is now WHYF. 730 KBSU, Boise, Idaho is now KINF. Also in Boise, 950 KNJY becomes KMHR. 960 WVVB, Birmingham, Alabama, returns WERC to the 960 position where it had been since 1972, before it was WBRC going back to 1925. The new station on 1010 in Hanoka, Hawaii will be KXVX. 1260 KTIA, Boone, Iowa will become KDLF. 1310 KGLB, Glencoe, Minnesota takes on the call sign KTWN. 1330 KXLJ, Juneau, Alaska changes one letter. It's now KXXJ. 1350 WYSK, Fredericksburg, Maryland is now WNTX. 1420 KRJY, Sacramento, California becomes KCVV. 1430 WQOQ in Durand, Wisconsin changes to WRDN. 1470 WPGG in Evergreen, Alabama is now WEVG. 1490 KBIS in Forks, Washington changes to KRKZ. And finally, the new station on 1600 in Casper, Wyoming begins life as KLNQ. Construction permits on the air. 550 KTZN in Anchorage, Alaska is now on with U1, 3100 watts day and 5000 at night. The reduction in day power is necessitated as they've moved to the taller tower of co-owned KENI on 650, retaining the same daytime coverage area. As we reported a minute ago, WWII changed to WHYF on 720 in Shiremanstown, Pennsylvania. The station is now operating under a special temporary authorization with D1, 2,000 watts, daytime only, from a 342-foot cable only 60 feet off the ground. As you might guess, the station has recently been sold, and this unusual antenna system is to get the station back on the air without a tower. 980 KGLN in Glenwood Springs, Colorado is now on with U1, 2,000 watts day, 225 watts night. 1110 WGNZ in Fairborn, Ohio is now on with U7, 5,000 watts day, 2 watts night. Critical hours power, 1,700 watts. This increases their day power and adds night service. The critical hours operation remains as it was. Fred Volby reports the signal can be received in Lima during the day and during critical hours, but at night it's all WBT Charlotte and KFAB Omaha. 1150 KRMS in Osage Beach, Missouri, is now on with U1, 840 watts day, 55 watts night, after relocating their daytime transmitter to a new tower. 1350 CIRA 5 in Gatineau, Quebec, Canada, is now on the air with U1, 1 kilowatt day and 180 watts night, programming a Christian format parallel to CIRA FM 91.3 Montreal. 1420 KJDL in Lubbock, Texas, on the air with U1, 500 watts day, 140 watts night. This action reduces their nighttime power, as well as doing away with the night directional antenna. 1440 WNYG, Medford, New York, is back on after moving here with D1, 1,000 watts daytime only, relocating the transmitter to the site of WLIM, 1580 Patchogue, New York. 1480 WYZE in Atlanta, Georgia, is now on with U1, 10,000 watts day, 44 watts night. 1490 WCHM, Clarksville, Georgia, is on with U1, 878 watts day and night. 1510 KMYN, Isleta, New Mexico, is on with U1, 5 kilowatts day, 25 watts night. Critical hours power, 4,200 watts, after the moving van took them from Alamo Community, New Mexico, 1,500. 1530 WMBA, New Holstein, Wisconsin, also used a Mayflower to move them by changing their city of license from Chilton, Wisconsin. No changes in facilities as they remain D1, 250 watts, daytime only. FCC Actions, 770 KJCB Lafayette, Louisiana, had their license reinstated by the FCC after a short spat with the agency. You might want to try for 900 CKDH Amherst, Nova Scotia. They've signed on their FM as CKDH FM on 101.7, and this means the 90-day simulcast clock is ticking, and the station will soon sign off the broadcast band. The station has a pattern to the east, so it'll be tough, but give it a try. The new station on 1120 in Coral Springs, Florida, has been granted U7, 9,500 watts day, 1,100 watts night, critical hours power, 6,700 watts from five towers. They'll use three for day and critical hours, four at night. The day and critical hours patterns are oval-shaped lobes to the north, while the nighttime pattern is a long lobe to the northeast, with a small blip off the back. 1120 WPRX in Bristol, Connecticut, has had their license and call sign reinstated by the FCC. 1120 WKAJ St. Johnsville, New York, is a new station, not yet on the air, and initially had a CP for U2, 1,500 watts day and 250 watts night at Little Falls, New York. They applied for and have now been granted a CP for U4, 10 kilowatts day, 400 watts night, moving to St. Johnsville, their four-tower array where they will use two towers by day and all four at night with a pattern north and south during the day. At night, it's all to the north-northwest. 1150 WSNW Seneca, South Carolina, now has a CP for U1, 2,500 watts day and 58 watts night. 1220 KDDR Oaks, North Dakota, was licensed for U1. With 1 kilowatt day and 327 watts at night. That is until KDDR's tower was toppled by a tornado, and the station is now operating with U1 250 watts day and night from a temporary dipole antenna. The new station in Beaver, Utah, on 1230 kilohertz, granted U1 1 kilowatt day and night. Beaver is located on I-15, about 50 miles north of Cedar City, Utah. 1250 WBRM Marion, North Carolina, has their construction permit granted for U1, 5 kilowatts day, 51 watts night, after moving to a new transmitter site west of town. 1310 KEZM, Sulphur Springs, Louisiana, was licensed for U4, 500 watts day, 50 watts at night, but KEZM lost the lease on the site where their transmitter was located. They're now operating U1, 125 watts day and 12 watts night, from a temporary tower right in town while they search for a new site. The new station on 1330 in Prescott Valley, Arizona, was granted U4, 800 watts day and 250 watts night from two towers. The day pattern is directing the signal to the north-northeast, while the night pattern is comprised of a circular lobe to the north-northeast with a small circular lobe off the back. The initial application was for U1, a kilowatt day and night on 1340. Prescott Valley is about 80 miles north-northwest of Phoenix. 1340 KCRN San Angelo, Texas is now operating parallel KCBI 90.9 in Dallas. So if you hear KCBI on 1340, it's essentially a relay. 1370 WHYP in Corry, Pennsylvania, their license and call have been reinstated by the FCC. The new station on 1400 in Montreal, Quebec has been granted U1, 1 kilowatt day and night, from a very short tower, only 74 feet, erected on Rue Norman Street near the river. It'll be interesting to hear how the signal gets out among all the buildings. 1430 WRDN in Durand, Wisconsin, has their construction permit granted to move to a new transmitter site and remain U1, 5,000 watts day, 152 watts night. They have been reported as silent, but this may have been due just to their moving equipment. 1490 KLZN in Susanville, California, new station, not yet on the air, had a CP for U1, 1 kilowatt day, 970 watts at night. They amended the application to U1, 1 kilowatt day and 920 watts at night, which has been granted. 1490 KJNT, Jackson, Wyoming, their construction permit has been granted for U1, 1 kilowatt day and night from a relatively short 50-foot tower with a unipole top-loaded antenna. Anyone in the area, let us know how this is working out. 1520 WSVX in Shelbyville, Indiana, had a CP granted to reduce both day and night power and go non-directional as they became U1, 250 watts day and 6 watts night. Even with the lower powers, they will do well since the single tower of their original three will be 351 feet tall. 1520 KKXA, Snohomish, Washington, is on the air, at least testing, with U6. 20,000 watts day, 50,000 watts at night, critical hours power of 50,000 watts, using KRKO 1380s, four-tower array. They have an application to raise the day power to 50 kilowatts. By the way, U6 means non-directional days and directional during critical hours and at night, using the same pattern. You don't hear us say U6 very often. 1570 WONA in Winona, Mississippi has been forgiven, their license and call signs reinstated after cancellation. And finally, 1610 CHHA in Toronto, Ontario, the CP for U4, 6,250 watts day and night has been granted, although designated as U4, meaning different patterns day and night. The patterns are identical, a large circle based at Toronto and directed westward. Applications. 630 WNEG, Toco, I think I'm saying that right, Georgia, is licensed for U1, 500 watts day and 44 watts night, and WNEG has a CP for U1, 5 kilowatts day and 44 watts night. Then they applied for U1, 5 kilowatts day and 220 watts night, but now they've asked that that proposal be thrown out. They've applied for U2, 5 kilowatts day, 370 watts at night. So that's where we stand right now, but stay tuned, as they say. 890 KJME in Fountain, Colorado. New station not yet on the air has a CP for U4, 5 kilowatts day, 640 watts at night. They later applied for U4, 5 kilowatts day, 600 watts at night. The new amendment requests U4, 5 kilowatts day, 580 watts at night. 900 CBUL in Lillooet, British Columbia, applies to move to 92.7 FM and delete the AM station, so hurry up and get this one in your logbook. 940 WCPC in Houston, Mississippi, is licensed for U4, 50 kilowatts day, 250 watts night. WCPC has experienced a problem with its nighttime phasing and coupling equipment, and they're operating under an STA with U4, 50 kilowatts day, and 62.5 watts at night. They normally operate with three towers during the day and four at night. This application requests U4, 50 kilowatts day and 6 watts night, using only three towers and doing away with the fourth. 1240 KPOD, Crescent City, California, applies for U1, 1,000 watts day and night. 1290 WQKR, Portland, Tennessee, applies for U1, 1,000 watts day and 43 watts night. 1380 WWMI, St. Petersburg, Florida, applies for U2, 9,800 watts day, 6,500 watts night. And 1560 WYZD in Dobson, North Carolina, applies for U1, 4,200 watts day, 515 watts night. Applications for new stations this month. 600 in Montreal, Quebec, applies for U1, 250 watts day and 50 watts at night. 960 Mississauga, Ontario, applies for U1, 2,000 watts day and 280 watts night. 1530 CKZW, Montreal, Quebec, applies for D1, 1,000 watts, daytime only. And a second application for 1610 has been tendered in Montreal for U1, 1,000 watts, day and night. It's not known if this is an amendment or another applicant. AM on FM, 580 WDBO, Orlando, Florida, is heard on W239 BS 95.9 in Mount Dora. Also on W274 AX 102.7 in Groveland, Florida. 780 WBBM News Radio 78 in Chicago is now also being heard on full power WCFS FM 105.9, licensed to Elmwood Park, Illinois. 950 KMHR, Boise, Idaho, will be on K294 AE 106.7 in Boise. 1420 KTOE Mankato, Minnesota will be translated to K274 AL 102.7 in Mankato. And 1600 WMHZ Dover, Delaware will be on W282 AW 104.3 in Ocean City. Dismissals and deletions, 720 Bald Knob, Arizona, KAPZ is GONE, license canceled, call deleted. 850 KCGM, Waterloo, Iowa, same thing. The 1070 CP for Pocomoc City, Maryland, for U4, 500 watts day, 250 watts night. An application for U4, 3,900 watts day and 110 night has been deleted. 1130 KPWX Mount Angel, Oregon has had their application for U4, 50 kilowatts day and 490 watts night denied. KPWX will remain U4, 2,500 watts day and 490 watts night. 1140 CBI Sydney, Nova Scotia. The CBC has put their CP to move to 94.1 on the FM band on the back burner, if not canceled altogether. For now, CBI remains on 1140 with U2 10 kilowatts day and night. 1200 WJES, Saluda, South Carolina. Their license is canceled and call sign deleted. 1260 WSHU, Westport, Connecticut. Their application for U1, 1 kilowatt day, 18 watts night, relocating to Stratford, Connecticut, has been denied. So, WSHU remains here with U1, 1 kilowatt day, and a mighty 9 watts at night. 1260 WBBK, Blakely, Georgia, license canceled, call deleted. Same thing for 1260 KTUE, Tulia, Texas. 1340 WNBS, Murray, Kentucky, their application for U1, 800 watts day and night has been denied. They will remain U1, 1 kilowatt day and night. 1400 WGHC Clayton, Georgia has their application dismissed to move to 830 kilohertz with D1, 2800 watts daytime only. So WGHC remains on 1400 with U1, 1000 watts day and night. 1420 WIGG in Wiggins, Mississippi, license canceled, call deleted. And 1480 WSPY Geneva, Illinois, the FCC has deleted their application to change city of license to Millbrook with U4, 400 watts day and 300 watts night. WSPY remains licensed to Geneva with U4, 1,000 watts day, 500 watts night. Now, returning to the airwaves, WDEK 1170 Lexington, South Carolina, back with an oldies format. WMFX 1190 Wabasha, Minnesota is back on, now parallel to KCUE 1250 Red Wing with country music, calling themselves Bluff Country. Also at 1190, WVUS, Grafton, West Virginia, is back on with EWTN Catholic programming. They're calling themselves the Light of Life Radio. WMON, 1340, Montgomery, West Virginia, returns with an FM simulcast as Rock 105. WOAM, 1350, Peoria, Illinois, noted back on the air with soft AC and standards. WROP 1390, Belton, South Carolina, and WQTM 1480, Fair Bluff, North Carolina, returned to the air with sports from Sporting News Radio, which has now been renamed Yahoo Sports. WNYG 1440, Medford, New York, returns to the air from its new city of license, having moved from Babylon, where it went silent a year ago. The new format is Spanish Religion. WEVG 1470, Evergreen, Alabama, back on with a sports format. WFXY 1490, Middlesboro, Kentucky, is back on with country. And WNWR 1540, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, was reported to be off last issue, but they were only switching to the China Radio Network. Apparently, the ESPN Spanish Sports Network objected to the swap. 1540 may have been off, but only for a day. Reported as silent, KLVZ 810, Brighton, Colorado, pending a format change. WKFL 1170, Bushnell, Florida. WVUS 1190, Grafton, West Virginia. WDSP 1280, Dahlonega Springs, Florida. WPBC 1310, Decatur, Georgia. WHAT 1340, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, pending a format change. And WEVG 1470, Evergreen, Alabama. Remember, if you hear any of these stations on the air again, give us a call on the Musings line at 419-741-0205. The following fines have been issued by the FCC. WGTM 590, Wilson, North Carolina, $25,000 for willful and repeated violations for failure to maintain the following: their emergency alert equipment, an effective locked fence at their antenna base, and making available a public inspection file. KJCB 770, Lafayette, Louisiana, fined $10,000 for late filing of the renewal application and subsequent unauthorized operation. WPRX 1120, Bristol, Connecticut, $7,000 fine for late filing and subsequent unauthorized operation. By the way, the FCC has canceled a $10,000 fine to WLBK 1360, DeKalb, Illinois, for public file violations. Thanks to Sean Axelrod, Tim Noonan, Dave Schmidt, Radio World Online, and UpperMidwestBroadcasting.com for news. I'm Dave Alpert from the Los Angeles studios of the DX Audio Service. Now, here's Mark Durenberger from Minneapolis with the Bandscan.
Many thanks, Dave, and hello all. This month we're reporting from the middle of the country, near the Washita River and not far from the historic Santa Fe Trail in Kansas. Our single stop in the state, and actually pretty close to the center, near the Cheyenne Bottoms Refuge. And I know Paul Swearingen knows exactly where we were. It was Kansas hot on that May 2011 afternoon when we set the parking brake and stuck out the 30-foot vertical wire we call our flagpole antenna. Under a clear blue sky with big birds and prairie dogs for company, we took a quick peek around the broadcast band. What we didn't have was the best ground system in the world, so some of these stations are a bit noisy. But this is about what you'd hear if you spent the day with us in Kansas with a normal car radio, for example. We copied some 72 stations from this site, including a lot of signals from other states, but in the interest of focus, we'll stick to just the Kansas signals. And as we've done in the past, we try to eliminate redundancies, so a couple of stations are omitted just because we heard them way out west in Utah. Here are the rest of them from 550 to 1600, beginning with the farm.
Real health begins. This is Ken Davis. Lighten up and live.
You've been listening to Lighten Up with Ken Davis. For more information, you can visit us on the web at compassion.com.
The Voice of the Plains, 550 AM, KFRN, Salina, Kansas.
I'm Mike Bush of Mapping in Detmore, Kansas. farming world, you need a professional crop insurance agent. And MAP Inc., we pride ourselves.
A Douglas County judge formally dismissed a lawsuit filed by the family of a University of Kansas freshman who died in 2009 after a night of drinking. Jason Wren's family sued a fraternity. The two sides reached a confidential settlement last month. Right now, it's sunny and 92 degrees in Topeka, 94 in Manhattan. 580 WIBW News, I'm Bob Fidler. This is 580 WIBW Topeka, CBS News. Straight ahead, time in Topeka, now 2 o'clock.
CBS News, I'm Harley Carnes.
That's the worst alibi I ever heard.
Even his lawyer laughs, sir.
KCSB Kansas City, KMBZ HD2 Kansas City. This is the home of the Royals.
It is gone!
610 Sports Radio. Now, the 610 Sports Radio update starts right now.
Good afternoon, sunny, hot, low 90s, cloudy in the 70s tonight, some rain and 80s tomorrow. Here's what's happening.
News, talk, sports, information radio for you.
AM 690 KGGF.
Coffeyville Independent, a service of the Radio Results Group.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger, GM, about to shift into hiring mode.
Now, cooler temperatures are expected to settle over the area after the storm system passes. There is a chance that temperatures will be cold enough for frost to form in some areas on Friday and Saturday morning. You're listening to KLOE Goodland. It's 1 o'clock.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. Those ear-splitting tests of the emergency alert system will soon be a thing of the past.
The Farm on 550 and WIBW 580 are two major Plains powerhouses. They go forever. 610 in Kansas City was one of the very first stations licensed in the U.S. 690 was shoehorned in with 10 kilowatts a day. They're on the Kansas-Missouri border. And KLOE is on 730 with a kilowatt, about 150 miles away, so I guess that'd be a pretty good catch for that distance. Next, our quick peek at 790, 810, 860, 900, 910, and 950.
The greatest country music of all time. National news every hour on KXXX Colby. 790 KXXX.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lillian Wu. The Mississippi River cresting in Memphis for the next day or so, but drying up could take weeks.
Save up to $200 plus save 20% on all clothing. Get out and ride and get into Bike Source in Overland Park and the new location at Mission and West 95th Street. Visit them online at BikeSourceKC.com.
WHB Kansas City.
Maple Hill Funeral Home and Cemetery reminds listeners that for young drivers, being distracted on the road has become just a way of life.
45% humidity, winds out of the southwest at 16, barometer falling at 29.66 inches. Feels like it's 85, and that is the temperature. Clouds, a little bit of sun, and 85.
Serving four states for over 70 years, we're your home for classic country. And CBS News on the hour, 860 AM, KKOW, Pittsburgh, Joplin, Brook.
Good afternoon, it's 2 o'clock.
CBS News, I'm Harley Cox.
This is KSGL, AM 900. KSGL, Wichita, Kansas. It's 2 o'clock and time for the news.
IRN USA Radio News, I'm Rick Dugger.
And the Irish Republican Army, which ironically sent Dave Winfield
to Hamas.
The Dennis Miller Show on Westwood One.
910 KINA Salina, a variety of issues with Dennis Miller, weekdays, noon till 2 on 910 KINA, Fox News.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady.
Fathers, do not exasperate your children. Instead, bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord.
KJRG, AM 950, Newton, Wichita, and Central Kansas, a service of Ott Radio Network.
Hey, do you currently own a home, or maybe you're planning on purchasing a new one, and you know for an absolute fact you're going to be out of that house within 5 years? Well, here's the deal. Westland Financial...
In this frequency range, we heard a lot of stations from other states as well, but as I said, we're focused on the Kansas ones. And for the first time that I can recall, an affiliate of the Bot Radio Network actually provides an ID. For some reason, the Bot affiliate IDs seem mighty elusive. Out here in America's heartland, there's a lot of history. Fort Larned is nearby. Fort Larned operated from 1859 to 1878 to protect traffic along the Santa Fe Trail from hostile American Indians. The fort's service as protector and shelter came to an end when Indians were relocated to reservations and when the railroads began to stretch across Kansas, immediately obsoleting the Santa Fe Trail. Serving Fort Larned, a sizable number of AM stations, including 990 and 1030, two lower power stations with a pretty big sound.
Heaven help him if you think you can. They're making it hard on the working man.
Your hometown classic country station. We are KRSL AM 990 Russell, a white communication station.
AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Later this hour, President Barack Obama talks about immigration reform during a trip.
Rotomix commercial series feed mixtures have been the most adaptable mixtures in the feeding industry for over 20 years, and we just improved that adaptability. We designed our new staggered rotor specifically for rations containing wet or dry distiller's grain. Regardless of your ration type, contact Rotomix in Dodge City or Scott City and let us show you firsthand how to reduce rotations, improve mix quality, and lower maintenance costs. Rotomix, frequently copied, never duplicated.
If ag is your passion, hey, we have something in common. The Ag and Information Leader, the mighty 1030 ABUF Holcomb Garden City.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston.
To Wichita and beyond we go. I told you it was hot here.
High at 97. Tonight, increasing clouds, a low of 69. In Wichita, at Mid-Continent Airport, partly sunny at 90 degrees. More news at KFDI.com. I'm John Wright.
The oldies keep coming.
Keep coming.
On the True Oldies Channel.
At the moment of admission, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The result, a comprehensive, customized plan of care designed to enhance and promote personal well-being. Golden Living Center, 102 West Boston in Wellington.
This is ESPN Sports Radio, 1130 AM, KLEY, Wellington. ESPN Radio Sports Center.
He found out that when you build a relationship, you build a business along with it. Keeping businesses stable and communities strong. That's the Pinnacle way. And at Pinnacle Bank, we think that's the way banking should be. Pinnacle Bank. Member FDIC.
Start your day with Rich and Jeff and the Morning News. Weekdays starting at 5:30 on News Radio 1150 KSAL. Salina's News, Talk, and Sports Authority.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston.
This is KVSV Beloit. It's 2 o'clock.
News. I'm Sherry Preston. It's been a long time since we've been able to save money.
Specials that will match interest rates from the competition. School employees can meet the new staff and see the newly remodeled building serving Binney County and neighboring areas. The Garden City Teachers Federal Credit Union.
Happy days are here again. Mid-America in the Morning with Andy Hoosier on the Money News Talker, 1240 and 1310, KIUL Garden City, K1UL.
News Radio,
and then as we head into our Wednesday forecast, we'll see blue skies and sunshine, but with a cooler high temperature near 81.
From the WeatherEye Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Sam Dunaisky. Right now, 82.
Talk Radio 1270, KSCB Liberal.
IRN USA Radio News, I'm Hope Duggar.
1070 in Wichita, ID'd as KFDI, the long-time call when we recorded in May. They're now listed as KLIO at 10 kilowatts. We had to reach hard for KLEI Wellington, but it's 75 miles distant with only 250 watts. 1150 has always done well. We can even hear their 5 kilowatts in Minnesota when the locals go down. Beloit on 1190 continues to demonstrate how well some of these signals can get out. They're 2300 watts. 75 miles away, but they sound like a local. And then there was the mix where you could faintly hear Graveyard Garden City ID'd on 1240. 1270 Liberal is 5 kilowatts, about 150 miles as the radio flies. Kansas is a state of scenic contrasts. While some areas are hilly and green and rich, when we left Interstate 70 to journey toward New Mexico, we encountered land that was flat, and the view along the wide-open highway of a series of individual oil and gas pumpers keeping the buried pipelines filled. About every 5 to 7 miles, you spot a grain elevator on the horizon placed next to the railroad tracks. That elevator and the occasional accompanying town represent many centers of commerce. They were originally placed close enough together so that farmers driving horses and wagons with mules could make it in less than a day's travel. And back to work. Follow us now to the tiny town of Pratt, Kansas, as we seek to pull up KMMM from the noise. Then on to Garden City, back to Wichita, and on to Dodge City.
This is Sports News from the First National Bank of Pratt, where we are looking for you. We're pleased to sponsor your Fox News this hour.
School employees can meet the new staff and see the newly remodeled building serving Finney County and neighboring areas. The Garden City Teachers Federal Credit Union.
Happy days are here again. Mid-America in the Morning with Andy Hoosier on the Mighty News Talker, 1240 and 1310, KIUL Garden City, KYUL South Bay.
Fox News Radio, I'm Mr. Brady.
This edition, Sean Hannity Show, glad you are with us.
News Radio 1330, KNSS, Wichita.
KNSS News, I'm Ted Woodward. A downtown Wichita building was evacuated this afternoon. Emergency crews were called out to the Kansas Parole Office in the 200 block of South Market. A suspicious envelope was on the premises. The office received an envelope with a white substance on the outside.
That's Sacred Heart Gifts, a little shop with a big heart. Proudly underwriting KAHS 1360 AM.
I'm Father James Kelleher of the Society of Our Lady of the Most Holy Trinity, and you're listening to the station that cares about you and your eternal salvation. KAHS 1360 AM, El Dorado in Wichita, Kansas.
This is an EWTN radio news link. Here's EWTN Lone Bureau Chief Joan Lewis.
Well, on the cooler side of things, highs around 76. Northwest winds will turn to 20. We will then start to see temperatures climb back higher. Should be in the 80s Friday and into this coming weekend. No rain. I'm USRoute50.com Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin.
1370 KGNO, Dodge City. Your home for Rush, Hannity, and Glenn Beck.
Fox News Radio. I'm Mr. Brady.
Who was that famous guy who hung around Dodge City?
I'm that man, Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
And on we go. As we climb the dial, there are a few stations that will be missing because we heard them from our Utah listening post and you don't need them again. And here, sticking out of the noise, is Concordia's 500-watt station, along with a few other weenie signals through 1450, low power and quite a ways away, including one from a town that has a sign that says, if you can't stop, smile as you pass by.
Team
1390 KNCK Concordia says thank you to Emmett and Paige Rudolph for their continued leadership at Concordia Club 81. Thanks for making a positive difference.
CBS News, I'm Harley Carnes.
Perfect for high school juniors interested in business and what makes your community tick. Now accepting apps for 2012.
14, K-A-Y-S Hayes.
ABC News Now. I'm Daria Albinger. You hear them on the radio, and soon you'll be able to get emergency alerts on your smartphone.
I live by the night.
Like a cheap day, you crowd.
Please, I'm desperate.
Wichita's all for Fox Sports Radio.
Sports Radio 1410 KGSO Wichita.
Listen online at KGSO.com.
Sports Radio 1410 KGSO. KGSO.com.
Fox Sports News, go now.
If you didn't catch them all, we heard in order KNCK Concordia. Of course, you heard KAYS nearby Hayes. There was also KGSO in Wichita, KJCK in faraway Junction City, Kansas, the home of the Big Red One, the 1st Infantry Division at Fort Riley. And there was KMAJ in Topeka, a surprisingly poor signal, but they are, after all, 175 miles away, and KMAJ's signal isn't really pointed in our direction. To quickly put a wrap on our visit today, here's the rest of the band as heard in central Kansas.
Hutchinson school officials passing a revised budget last night after some additional revenue comes to the district. We'll explain. And you may remember the old South Hospital or Grace Hospital if you're old enough. Well, it's about to open as new affordable living space or an affordable apartment complex. We'll have that story too. Those stories more coming up on the news at 5 right here on KWBW Hutchinson, where local news comes first. Now news from ABC.
It's 2 o'clock.
Here's the latest from the ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger.
Don't miss out on your chance to bid on a game-worn jersey. All players' jerseys will be auctioned off throughout the game that night, with the proceeds benefiting the Carl Hall Foundation. And remember, fans, that game is 50-cent hot dog night. For tickets or more information, call 978-FANS or go to GoShockers.com.
Wichita's legendary 1480 AM. This is the Big Talker, 1480 KQAM Wichita and KQAMRadio.com. Kansas owned, Kansas proud.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady.
This is your regional information center, KKAN, Phillipsburg.
Guys, discomfort and chafing from wetness-related friction can hit any time.
Classic Hits KQNK 106.7 FM and 1530 AM. Norton, your hometown radio station.
AP Radio News. McGuire.
Red, rugged, and reliable. That's Branson Tractors. At BransonTractor.com, you can find your local dealer. You live the lifestyle, we have the tractor. BransonTractor.com. Dealer inquiries accepted.
The Dan Patrick Show, middays, Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Your home for great talk radio all day long. Talk Radio 1540, KNGL, McPherson.
From ABC News. I'm Sherry.
This is Cameron Oferly, and I am in kindergarten. Ben Oferly, and you're listening to the Sports Channel, 1550 AM, KDCC.
Fox News Radio on the Mississippi River.
News, weather, and your favorite songs of all time on your hometown station, AM 1560 KABI Abilene.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Liz Montgomery.
Quick snippets of Hutchinson 1450, Wichita 1480, Phillipsburg on 1490, Norton, Kansas at 1530, 1540 from McPherson, a cute ID on 1550 from KKLE Winfield, and Abilene's 1560 KABI. And that's our Kansas snapshot taken on a hot May afternoon in 2011. We'll continue to slowly work our way east with the antenna, and we'll continue to alternate our reports with our State of the Station stories. Mark Dernberger for the DX Audio Service, and we hope to finally meet some of you folks after all these years at the NRC convention in Omaha in October. Till then, good listening, DXers.
Thanks, Mark, and if you'd like to know when your last issue of your DX Audio Service is, here's a hint. Just take a look at your mailing label. It will tell you the last issue that you will be sent of the DX Audio Service. Be sure to send in your payment at least a month or two ahead of time, just so it gets processed in time, because if it arrives after we do a mailing, you may not get that issue, and you'll have to come back and get a back issue. So please get your DX Audio Service subscription in on time and stay current with the DX Audio Service. Hey, let's have a jingle.
News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Please turn over your tape to side two.